they stuff people's cable and things in your honors. You can't get any boy like that dude. So that's the part that Mr. Frank was telling me. He told me. Talking to me right in his office there, here in Glen Island here. He lived in the country out from Glen Island. The same thing happened to me here the other year with the sheriff, Church of Mean. It didn't make me and didn't let some of them take that part of them job, you know. So he never have. We lost him last year, our pastor. Then he even been complaining a little since then with the one we got now. Don't care how good she is or how nice she is, that's somebody. And to tell you the truth, to do right, sometime to do right, you come out behind.
Yeah.
Just like when I catch a woman, stop her, you know, when she's going in the house. I say, wait before you go in, just your hanky in and drop this money. See? Well, that's been just to some people hand, wouldn't it? Never would have said nothing. But I knew it, and she's sick. And then they dropped the money out there in the road, then I should give it to them. Yeah, God will punish you for doing the right like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, when a light burns out in an electric lamp, you just put in a new...
Bulb.
Light?
New light, yeah, bulb. I had to buy two yesterday.
Two what? Two light bulbs?
Two light bulbs.
Used to, you had, what'd you use for light?
Lamp, I've got one there, color.
Color?
Sometimes the lighting will cut them, you know, stop them.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's me, I keep color in one. I'm got two, I get a woman one, she didn't have names, lived 10 miles from here, kept away from me. I had a small and a big one, I still kept the big one. So I'd have a light, or I'd keep matches, you know.
Yeah. What did nails come in?
Nails come in a keg.
A keg?
Yeah, wooden keg.
What went around a barrel to hold the staves in place?
The hooks.
Yeah, those what?
Iron hooks. Yeah.
Iron hooks. Yeah. What sort of tools did you have around the house?
Oh, I had...
Do you have around the house? You
know, plow. I had plow, cultivator. Force old diggers.
You drove nails with them?
Yeah, I drove with a hammer. I've got two hammers, you know.
Uh-huh.
And there's one under, look at that. That's an old maker. Look at it under the tape. Under there.
Yeah.
I lost that in the field and found it here this year.
You did?
Yeah.
That's an old trap there. Did you ever do any trapping?
Oh, man. I'm telling you, that's my job.
Really?
I caught the last year I trapped back here. I caught one of them bought with them caddy, what you call them things? Fox. One of them wire fox.
You did?
Is that what you call them, wire fox?
Uh-huh.
I ain't never caught still one that big and one of them traps had him when I got there. And his eyes turned green. Look, every time he jumped right at me. But the chain never did break. So I backed back and shot him in the face. I was scared of him. I trapped over there with my brother and all. The woods about a half a mile across there from George. He chopped out a mink there 2 weeks. Couldn't catch him. The biggest mink I ever saw. So me and him got there, we get to that trap usually first. He said, I'm going to take him, tired of him. I can't catch him. We see a sign, but you just can't catch him. I said, you going to take him? He said, yeah. I said, look, if you going to take him, let me sit there, I bet I'll get him. He said, all right, go ahead. Because I'm tired, I'm trapping for you, and I miss him every night.
Yeah.
So I thought,